Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. According to the Senate and the rules of the Corona Infection Protection Ordinance, those who do not wear a mask when it's required must present the documentation for an exception. However, it is further stated that these people must only provide documentation to those acting in a sovereign or governmental capacity, which means civil servants, members of the public sector who are in a public service, including, for example, property guards, bus drivers, or even nursing staff, in addition to police officers or the Ordnungsdienst. Waitstaff, supermarket and retail employees, or other persons from the private sector, on the other hand, are generally not public service employees, and therefore the medical exemption from the mask obligation does not have to be proven to them. FDP politician Marcel Lütte told the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "It is also simply none of the supermarket employees or gas station operators' business whether a person suffers from a chronic illness, a severe disability, or a mental illness. No store owner should check whether an exemption is involved if someone is not wearing a mask." Unquote. He went on to add that he believes this, quote, "unacceptable discrimination of the chronically ill and severely disabled be stopped immediately, and that the companies that discriminate against these people because of their illness be held responsible," unquote. According to the Bayerischer Rundfunk, or BR, the Bavarian Ministry of Health also says anyone who has a valid certificate is not obliged to show it to a shopkeeper. This is not regulated in the Bavarian Infection Control Regulations. Whether a shopkeeper, supermarket employee, or retail employee is allowed to deny access to a customer without a mask in the last resort, however, is a question of house rules. And in the last consequence, it's stated that the police must clarify the case. Marcel Lütte wants this aspect to be clarified and asked the Senate further whether turning those away who are not required to wear a mask for medical reasons is legally permissible. And the answer of the Senate Interior Administration stated that it does not answer, quote, "hypothetical legal questions." Lütze is again not satisfied with this answer and advises affected persons to contact the anti-discrimination office recently established by Senator of Justice Berendt with questions. In general COVID-19 news, per Health Senator Kalaci in the Health Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday morning, Berlin is the frontrunner in Germany in terms of incidence of the virus at 21%, meaning 21 infections per 100,000 people. The districts of Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg at 48.6 and Mitte at 34.7 are currently driving up Berlin infection figures. Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg is thus the leader in Berlin and fourth nationwide, according to the RKI dashboard. Kalaci added, quote, "It is only a question of time until the rising numbers of those infected among younger people reach the elderly, and hospitalizations and death rates in Berlin increase. It is no time for parties, and it's no time for travel," unquote. Exactly 1,000 days before it begins, the Special Olympics 2023 World Games is already looking ahead. Up to 20,000 volunteers are being sought for the world's largest inclusive sporting event for people with disabilities, which will take place in Berlin from June 17th to the 24th of 2023. Volunteers can register in the first application phase via berlin2023.org. Both people with and without disabilities can apply, and a minimum age of 16 years is required. At the event, 7,000 athletes from more than 170 nations will compete in 26 summer sports and unified sports, that is, together with people without disabilities. The volunteers will help ensure the smooth running of the sporting events and thus give athletes the opportunity to present themselves and their sport to the public. Like the Olympic and Paralympic Games, the Special Olympics are held every 2 years, alternating between summer and winter games. In 2023, the event will take place in Germany for the first time. The climate protection movement Fridays for Future is again calling for a global protest. Next Friday, September 25th, in addition to actions in Germany, a large demo has also been registered here in Berlin. Under the motto hashtag Kein Grad Weiter, a bicycle demo from Washingtenplatz at the Hauptbahnhof and a sit-in strike in front of the Brandenburg Gate at 11 a.m. in compliance with infection control measures will take place in Berlin. Kang Pasch of Fridays for Future stated, quote, "The climate crisis has not stopped during the corona pandemic. Despite the effects of the corona crisis, Fridays for Future Berlin is again calling for large-scale demonstrations," and then added that according to scientific findings, safe demonstrations are possible and that activists will work out hygiene concepts in order to be able to strike in a corona-compliant manner. Independent of political parties, the Fridays for Future movement demands a coal phase-out by 2030 and the climate neutrality of Germany by 2035. On today, the Global Car-Free Day of Action, which takes place every year on September 22nd, Berlin is participating with temporary Spielstraße, or play streets. These are set up in 8 districts at 24 locations for several hours this afternoon on side streets. Traffic Senator Gunther said that Berlin's residents are called upon to give up their cars to set an example for climate protection, for a humane, livable city, and for the mobility turnaround, adding, quote, "If we are rethinking and planning our cities, we should give children much more space. They should be able to play and try things out on the streets directly in front of their houses and apartments without any danger. Creating such free space is also a question of social justice." The traffic senator will open the Spielstraße in Rüdesheimer Straße in front of the elementary school at Rüdesheimer Platz today starting at 2 p.m. The Global Car-Free Day of Action has been taking place since the 80s. In a motion for the Chamber of Deputies, the coalition factions of the SPD, the Left, and the Greens demanded that Berlin participate every year with different actions. For a list of street sections being used as play streets today from 2 to 6 p.m., please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.